Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Daf Samach Beis. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new Perek. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lilinishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biakav Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Hasach Sapoil Las Yim Biyai Nesach. A non-Jew hired a Jewish worker to do work with him with Yai Nesach. This is referring to 100% Yai Nesach. The non-Jew used libations for his Avod Zara. We're going to discuss Stam Yenam in the Gemara, but here we're talking about regular Yai Nesach, and he hired him either to move it into barrels or to shift it from one place to another. Scharay Aser. That's Schar. The payment that he's getting for that is completely usher. I think Mars can explain why that is. However, let's say the non-Jew hired the Yid to do some sort of other malacha with him. In this case, even though if he told him in the middle, you know what, Mr. Jewish worker, please move a barrel of Yai Nesach from this place to that place for me. In this case, the wages he receives for that are mutter. Similarly, if a non-Jew rents a donkey from a Yid in order to put Yai Nesach on and transport it, that payment is usher for the Yid to benefit from. If you rented a donkey just to sit on it, it was Hertz or Avis donkey rental just to travel from here to there, even though in the process the non-Jew ended up putting his flask or his jug of Yai Nesach on it, schar mutter, then that's mutter, because it's done as an aside, that wasn't the main thing it was done for. Someone right away asked, my time schar aser, why is it the Yid is not allowed to benefit from the schar of working with Yai Nesach? Even if you want to say, Yai Nesach aser ba'na, schar inami aser, since Yai Nesach itself is aser ba'na, so the wages paid for working with Yai Nesach are also aser. Well, that can't be, because I read all of Kila Kerem, what about Arla, the first 3 years of fruit that grow on a tree, and Kilam, which are forbidden mixtures of fruit, Asurin Ba'na, they're Asur Ba'na, but with Tanan, we have a mission that says, Machan Mekidish Pidman, if a person sold these things, and he's Mekadish a woman with the money that he received, Mekudeshes, she's 100% Mekudeshes. So we see that even though the thing itself is Asur Ba'na, the wages or the money received for it is Mutter. Al Rathi wants to suggest differently, since Yai Nesach is Tevis Damav, like Avod Zara itself, which means that when Yai Nesach is sold, the money received in exchange for it is Asur, just like Avod Zara, so maybe that's why wages, schar received for working with Yai Nesach is also usher. That can be because of Ari Shvias. What about the case of Shemitah produce? We know that one buys Shemitah produce or exchanges something for it, that money has a din of Shemitah. However, Tanan, we have Mishnah that says, Harmila Pael, a person tells a worker, Halach dinner zet, take this dinner, here's this coin, Lakait li buy Yarek Hayayim. I want you to pick Shemitah vegetables today for me with it. So in this case, schari usher, the schar is usher. However, he says, Lakait li Yarek Hayayim, just pick vegetables for me today, schari mutter, that schar is mutter. What's the difference between the two statements? So the first one, he says, Lakait li buy Yarek. I want you to use this coin to buy vegetables. So that's considered like he's paying for Shemitah vegetables, and that's called doing business with Shemitah produce, which is usher. However, when he simply tells him, I want you to pick vegetables for me, so that's the worker getting paid for his work, but the vegetables themselves are not being bought with the money, so therefore that's Chayr's mutter. We see that even though Shemitah itself is Taifas Demeha, if you buy Shemitah produce, that money has Kedush Shvias, but if you pay somebody to do work for you with Shemitah produce, that payment is mutter. So why is the wages for working with Yai Nesach usher? So Raval Rechani answers, Knas Hushakansa Chacham Bechamarin of Yai Nesach. The Chum gave two Knasses, there were two different penalties that they gave. One is with donkey drivers, and one is with Yai Nesach. Yai Nesach had Amran, Yai Nesach is what we just said. It's simply Knas Drabanon, that when you do work with Yai Nesach for a non-Jew, those wages are usher. Again, it's just a Knas, it's a penalty, it's a fine. Now, into the other part of the statement, Chamarin Maihi, what's the case of Chamarin of donkey drivers? The time you have a Braisa, Chamarin Chayu Isim Lacha Per Shvias, we have donkey drivers, they're doing work with Shemitah produce, Scharon Shvias, their payment is Shemitah. Asking more, my Scharon Shvias, what does that mean? Their payment is Shemitah. Elim, if you want to say that it means, you have Vinal Hu Schar Per Shvias. We can pay these donkey drivers with Per Shvias. How is that possible? Nimsa Zepar Yachavim Per Shvias. Turns out that the one who hired the donkey driver, he's paying up his debt that he owes to the donkey driver with Per Shvias. And Matar Armor, the Torah says very clearly, La Achla, that Per Shvias are meant to be eaten. And the Joshua is, Velay the Schaira, you're not allowed to do business with them, so you can't pay up a loan with them. If you owe a worker money, you can't use Per Shvias to pay him. Vala, rather, what do you want to say? The Kadish Schar Mikdusha Shvias, that the payment given to these donkey drivers for the work with Per Shvias, that payment takes on Kedusha Shvias. How could that be? Umi Kadish is really Kadish? How could that be? Because by the time you have a bride, so really it's about tonight, we have a mission that we just quoted this before, a couple lines up. If a person tells a worker, Halach dinner zeh, take this money, and pick some Shemitah vegetables for me today, schari mutter, that payment is mutter, because you're just basically hiring the worker to do work for you. Whereas if he says, Lekait li yarek bai hayayim, I want you to pick vegetables for me today with it, schari aser, that schari is aser, because basically paying for the Shemitah vegetables. We see from the first case mentioned that the money which is being used to pay the worker to pick produce, it itself is mutter, it doesn't take in a din of Shemitah produce, and should be the same thing with the donkey driver. Why would it be the wages that he receives take on the din of Shemitah? So Amar Abaye answers, La'olam yavina le'schar per shvias. Really, we go back to the first suggested answer, that we're allowed to pay him with per shvias. And with kashalacha, that which you had a question, la'achla v'lo l'schayra, then the pasuk tells us, you're only allowed to eat per shvias, and you're not allowed to use it for business. So you're not allowed to use per shvias to pay somebody that which you owe them. In this case, it's different. Yavin yale b'tzad heter, he's giving it to him in a heter way, which basically means he's giving it to him as a gift, and that way it's okay. Even though when you look into it, you realize that he's actually paying him for the work that he did. That's not what he says. He doesn't say, here's payment for work that you did. He just gives it to him as a gift, and that's okay. Where do we get this from? Kidnan, we have a Mishnah. Now, we know it's the same thing with Maaser Sheni produce. One is not allowed to pay a debt with it. A wasn't Mishnah tells, Loyam Radam Lechaveroi, person can tell his friend, Samach Bezon Bez on top, Heli Pairs Halol Yushalayim, take up this Maaser Sheni produce for me up to Yushalayim, Lechalek, and we're going to divide it, because that's basically him telling his friend, I'm going to pay you for your work of bringing it up to Yushalayim by dividing the produce with you. Aval Omerloi, but he could tell him, Helam Lechem Lishtaisim Yushalayim, bring up this produce to eat it and to drink in Yushalayim, and each one can give each other a matana shalchinam, a free gift. In other words, since he's not telling him explicitly, I'm going to pay you with this produce, he says, look, do me a favor, bring the produce up to Yushalayim, and we're going to eat it together over there. It's going to be gishmak, we'll have sudas together, it will be nice, we'll farbring together with this produce. As we see that giving a matana shalchinam is permitted, and that's what's happening with these chamarim. They're transporting perishvias on their donkeys. We can actually pay them with perishvias, but we give it to them as matana, as a gift. Now, Rav Amar Rava says, he's going on the second answer, la'olam dekash b'kedusha shvias, really means to say that the money being paid to them takes on kedusha shvias, and that which you asked, Payal, what about a worker? Because again, we had said that if you give a worker money and say, please go pick some pair of shvias for me, that's schar is mutter and doesn't take on the din of kedusha shvias. Why not? Well, Payal, deloy nafesh agre, a Payal, a regular worker in the field, he doesn't get a lot of money to begin with. He gets minimum wage. If even, like on Suri Rabbanan, the Rabbanan didn't knas him to say that the wages that he received are considered kedusha shvias. But chamarin, donkey drivers, denafesh agrehu, they get paid a lot of money. Kansur Rabbanan Bahu, the Rabbanan knas them that the wages they receive, since it's a significant amount of money, that does take on the din of kedusha shvias. And masnisin chomer yayin nesach shani, in our mishnah the chomer of yayin nesach is different. Even if the worker is getting paid very little money to work with yayin nesach, we're still machmir because yayin nesach itself is so chomer. We say that those wages are usser. And now the gemara tells you, by the way, that's a fun question. Schari l'stam yayinon mahu. Let's say a non-Jew hired the yid to work with stam yayin, regular wine owned by the non-Jew, was 100% yayin nesach. What's the din with that schar, with those wages being paid to the yid? Miyamina, do we say kim di yisur chomer kedi yayin nesach, that since the isser of stam yayin is as chamer as yayin nesach, as also to drink an aser ba'ana, schari nami aser, so the wages paid to the yid for working with stam yayinam is also aser, a dilma maybe a hoil v'tumasei kel, since the tumah is much remekel, we know that real full-fledged yayin nesach is tummy like a mace, because it's considered avodah zarah, and it's metami like a mace, so it's a very high level of tumah, but stam yayinam is not tummy at all, it could be makabel tumah, but it's not metami anything, so av schari nami kel, maybe we are makel with the schar received for working with stam yayinam, and we're not going to be machmer. So tashmami v'raya, the hu gavra de oiger the fellow had rented out his boat for stam yayin, and yavu lechiti ba'agre, they gave him wheat for his payment for renting out the boat. It wasn't money, but it was wheat. And also commander Rav Chisda came to Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda told him, zil kalinu v'kabrinu bei kivrei, that's proper girsa, go burn it and bury it in the Beis HaKvaris. As we see from here, that it's completely aser bana, because he has to take all the schar that he received and burn it and bury it so that no one could use it. Not only him, but other people as well. So that's the final decision on that. However, now we just ask on Rav Chisda's psak, v'lim lei, why didn't he tell him, badrinu, scatter it all around so you can't benefit from it? The Gemara answers, also, there's going to be a takala. Other people are going to find this wheat, they're going to gather and use it, and it's also to benefit from. Ask the Gemara, so why don't he just tell him that he should first burn it and then scatter the ashes? The answer is no, maybe people are going to take the ashes to fertilize their fields with, and that's once again using and benefiting from it. Ask the Gemara, why didn't he tell him, just bury it as is, take the wheat kernels, bury them underground. Why does he have to burn them before? Milay Tanan, don't we have a Mishnah? Really, it's Milay Tanya, don't we have a Braisa? And this has to do with people who were executed by Bezdin, they got Mises Bezdin, so Echad Evan whether we're talking about the stone that the person was stoned with, or it could be the piece of wood, the pole, the tree that the person was hanged on, or the sword that he was killed with, or the kerchief that he was strangled with, that's buried with the person who was killed by it. And over there, we don't say that we have to burn the kerchief or break the sword or burn the piece of wood he was hanged on. We just say bury it as is. The Gemara answers that's different. Hasam over there, the Kalkavri Beidina, they're buried in a special Beis HaKvaris of Bezdin. When Bezdin executes a person with one Mises Bezdin, they bury him in a special Beis HaKvaris designated for these types of people. So Mucha Milsa the Ruge Bezdin Inu, it's obvious from there these people are Ruge Bezdin, they were executed by Bezdin, and so we're not afraid that somebody's going to end up using this thing that was buried with them. But Hach over here, if someone's digging in the ground and he finds a whole bunch of wheat that was buried there, Loi Mucha Milsa, it's not obvious that it was Asr because it was given as Schar for Yayin Nesach or Stam Yeinam. And Amr, the person who finds it, is going to say that Inish Ganav, a person stole this wheat, Va'isi Kavar Hacha, and he came and he buried it over here, and now I found it so I can use it. And that's why it first has to be burned and then buried so no one can benefit from it. Now, once we mentioned Perishvias earlier, we continue discussing the Beir Abyanai, the household of Abyanai, Yosvi Perishvias Ma'aniyim, they borrowed Perishvias from Aniyim, Uparl Hubashminis, and they repaid them in the eighth year. So in the seventh year, they borrowed, let's say, cucumbers from poor people, and in the eighth year, they repaid this debt of cucumbers to the poor people whom they borrowed them from. Now, also, Amr Leil Rabbi Yochanan, people came and they told this to Rabbi Yochanan, trying to say that the household of Abyanai is not Beseda. later. What's wrong with this? So we know the Shemitah produce is chayav in beer. There comes a certain point in time where you have to get rid of all the Shemitah produce from your house. That's because there's no more of this type in the field for animals. So it's usher to eat. You have to get rid of it. You have to be mafkir it. And over here, the people came to Rabbi Yochanan were assuming that the repayment for this loan of cucumbers in our example, it's basically in exchange for the Shemitah produce they received. They received Shemitah cucumbers, and now they're exchanging them with other cucumbers. So that exchange takes on a din of Shemitah, and now it's achar zman beer because it's the eighth year, and so it's usher for the anim to be eating these cucumbers because they're after zman beer. However, Amar Lahu Rabbi Yochanan told them, Yo'os hein avdin, actually what they're doing is wonderful. It's a great thing. And he explains why that is. Uchinaitim esnan mutter, the corresponding case by an esnan is mutter. Esnan is the payment given to a zayna for her services. The pasuk tells us clearly that an esnan is not to be brought as a karbon. So let's say she was paid with a goat. That sheep is not to be used as a karbon. However, similar to the Shemitah case, by esnan, it's actually mutter to be used as a karbon. The time we have a brisa, nasan law v'loy ba'alel. Let's say he gave her payment, but he wasn't ba'al her, or ba'alel v'loy nasan law. He was ba'al her and he didn't give her the payment. Esnan a mutter. This esnan is mutter to be used as a karbon. Rabbi Yochanan analyzes brisa, nasan law v'loy ba'alel. If he gave it to her and he wasn't ba'al her, well, pshita, it's obvious his lot of uses a karbon. Kim loy ba'alel, since he was never ba'al her, matana ba'almahu diyav law. He's simply just giving her a gift, and of course that gift is a lot of uses a karbon. What's the chiddush? And Masu, furthermore, what about the seifa that says ba'alel v'loy nasan law? If he was ba'al her and he didn't pay her, that's also mutter. Well, it's also a problem because hala yav law v'limidi, he didn't give her anything, and mekim loy nasan law, since he didn't give her anything, my esnana mutter. What does the brisa mean by saying esnana mutter? That which is given to her as her payment is mutter. He didn't give her anything as her payment in the seifa. El rather, says Rabbi Yochanan, hachikamer, must be this what the brisa is saying. Nasan law v'achakach ba'alel. If he first gave her the payment and then he was ba'al her later, oy ba'alel v'achak nasan law, or he was ba'al her and then he gave her the payment, esnana mutter. That payment that he had given her is mutter because it's not considered like he's giving it to her in exchange for her services. That's the classic esnan that the Torah assers. Here he either gave her payment way before or he gave her payment way after, and this is just considered a debt owed. And it's not really like in exchange for her services, and therefore it's permitted to be used as a karbon. And it's the same exact thing, says Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of the Shemitah produce. The name didn't give her Rabbi Yochanan cucumbers and they returned cucumbers right away. Then you're right, those cucumbers would take on the din of Shemitah produce because like an exchange. Here they gave him cucumbers in the middle of Shemitah. A year later, Beir Biani paid back with different cucumbers. That's just the repayment of a loan, and that doesn't take on the din of Shemitah, and therefore actually what Beir Biani did was wonderful. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this S9 case in greater detail. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.